Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to part 2 of our conversation with Julie Speer about feeling the dad. Is it the same sort of feeling, like, for example, and I get what you're saying about people totally. I have a very good spidey sense on this person could probably be on Dateline sometime soon. And you're just exactly. like I don't know why, like, you're just ordering a Coke in front of me at the Orange Julius. And it's an Orange Julius, so why aren't you getting an Orange Julius? You're getting a Coke. But okay. And you're like, yeah, I think that guy's going to be on Dateline in a few weeks. Versus, you know, this is just a friendly person that likes Coca-Cola. There's a vibe about people that I think even a small, and I say small, but a less in tune empath can kind of pick up on. I think it's kind of like one of those ground levels of being empathic. Is that sort of skill, is just knowing people. Is it the same feeling between a creepy ghost who might have been a creepy person in life, maybe someone who died on a Dateline episode, versus someone in life who is a creepy person who has not yet been caught and is just kind of out lingering? Yeah. Same sort of negative feelings?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It is the same. Mm-hmm. I can feel people that are alive the same that I can feel, you know, the spirit.
Sure.
After they pass.
Negative or positive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Very interesting. So you got into investigating more and you started, you know, really looking into this. What's some of the things that you have been surprised by digging into that world that you really, you know, you didn't expect when you began? Not to put you on the spot or anything. I'm just curious, because I mean, for me, for example, one of the things that I was very surprised by when I started doing these shows almost 10 years ago was I was thinking, oh, you know, we're going to, you know, have a lot of questions answered. Far more questions now than I did to begin with. And it's very surprised by the concept of what you were talking about earlier that I learned early on, of just the simple, just ask it to leave you alone. I always thought it got to take a lot more than that, but more times than not, that seems to be the remedy for a lot of hauntings. Just reason with it. I've heard that is the solution 9 out of 10 times. And I was very kind of baffled by that's all it takes. Anything like that, or you know, I guess maybe the level of communication in which you would get when going out.
Well, actually, what surprised me the most was when I would come home after an investigation and, you know, not being able to sleep for a week. I was just, you know, that always, mm-hmm. That wasn't expected, and it was definitely something that surprised me, just how long it would last too.
Yeah.
Because it does wear you out.
The amount of energy it takes out of you.
I'm sorry, what?
The amount of energy it takes out of you. I mean, I suppose it's one thing where it's like a daily thing that you've experienced and you kind of got used to it all your life. It was just life. But when you're going out with intent to locations, you're even putting yourself out there even more. To really soak that in.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
Yep.
Now, I know you had sent me some EVPs and a couple other things here. Let's talk about some of those. I'm curious to, sure. to play some of these back. I'm going to warn you, I'm usually the worst person in the world for picking up at what's being said in an EVP. So I hope, I mean, there's some that I'm like, oh yes, finally I got it. But we'll see here. Let's okay. just kind of just start
a lot
down.
Of it, yeah. Before you start, a lot of it is on the Phasma box.
And tell me about that.
The Phasma box is an app that you can get on your Windows 10 tablet or on your laptop. Mm-hmm. And spirits can use it to pick out words and communicate with you. So, and they can say like whole sentences and everything. So it's really cool. It's probably my favorite, one of my favorite tools to use whenever I am investigating. So a lot of it is on the Phasma box.
Okay. Is this where it kind of generates tones essentially, and it's almost like manipulating the wave to sound like words? Is that how the Phasma box works, where you kind of turn it up and turn it down, or working with echo? I'm just trying to understand. I know there's a couple things.
No. Okay. No, there's no echo. It's literally they can pick out.
Is it like an obelisk?
It's kind of. It's like a, almost like the spirit box, except it's, you understand it better.
Okay.
Or if you get like an EVP, yeah. it's just louder, you can understand it better.
Okay. Well, let's dive into some of these. The first one I have here, it says, I ask what's bad, and Frida's spirit answers all of this. Give me some context to what we're going to be listening okay. to here.
Yeah. I was talking about, I was at Jen's Bar and Grill, which is in Hamilton, Ohio, and investigating there. And I was talking with the owner and meet a sage. And there's a woman that used to work there about, I think about 5 years ago, but she's passed away since. And she used to be a cook. And you know, she moves things around. She would move things around in the kitchen. And we actually got on an EVP saying that it was Frida that was the one in the kitchen that was moving stuff around. But we were talking about wanting to sage. And I was asking her if she wanted me to sage. And then Frida said, this is bad. And then I was like, what's bad? And she's like, all of this. So, yeah, you can go ahead and play it.
Let's take a listen.
Yeah.
What's bad? Yeah. What is bad? All of this.
Right oh, there. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
All yep. of this.
Yep.
What was she referring to? Like the whole restaurant or
yeah, she was talking about maybe a staging, and which we ended up not doing that. So mm-hmm. she because Frida was her friend, so and they were close. So she didn't ended up not wanting the sage once we found out who it was. So
and that, I guess that kind of goes back to my question too. Why sage? I mean, I kind of get it more in the aspect of something that wasn't human. Like maybe there's certain elements that, you know, just really repel things. But, you know, if I was Frida and I worked there, I'd be like, oh, it's Thanksgiving. We're going to make some stuffing. What do you mean this is supposed to make me go away? Like, no, it takes a lot more than sage to make me leave. I guess I would be kind of very curious as a ghost as to, sage? Like, really? That's the best you got? I don't know. I mean, do you find that things like that sage, salts, is there a certain type of entity that it's more effective on than others?
Not necessarily. Well, actually, just regular human spirits, it's very effective on them. The negative ones, the bad entities, it usually takes a little more work. You got to do it more often. And
wow.
But I mean, the spirits, if you don't sage on a routine, then they're going to come back. So.
Interesting. This next one here, who pushed the policeman in the bathroom? And this is the same. Is this Frida we're talking to here?
Yeah, hang on 1 second. Okay. Yeah, that would be Frida. Yes, because they actually have a few spirits there, but
people say they want to.
We were asking before. Hang on, let me look at this. Yeah, Frida is the one that said that she had pushed the policeman in the bathroom. So this is Frida talking.
Okay, let's take a listen.
Who was the one that pushed the policeman in the bathroom?
Very quick answer.
Is that what you said?
I was, it says.
Yes.
Very, very. Yep. Do you find that the responses come back very quickly on this Phasma box versus other things?
Yeah, it usually does on the Phasma box. That is my all-time favorite. app to use. It works really good.
Does it just spit out words too, or does it only like really respond when you are asking something?
It'll still talk. You'll hear spirits like having conversations with each other and stuff too. So really? I'm not exactly sure totally how it works. I know it's a word database, but somehow they can manipulate it and be able to talk through it.
Yeah. So, well, I want one of those now.
I know. It's only $20 and you can get it on your laptop or anything that's Windows 10 or more.
Is that it? There's no iPhone app for this?
No.
Darn. No. Okay. Well, let's this next session. Absolutely, it says, and it was the policeman. Frida's answering some more questions. Let's take a listen.
Okay. Yeah.
Here we go. Ghost has some flatulence there, clearly.
Yeah.
Frida, were you the one that pushed the spaceman in the bathroom?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it said, right?
Yep. It just said it was a policeman.
And that's interesting because I'd almost guess that was one of you saying that the way it was clear.
Oh, yeah. It was. She said it, and then I said it right after she said it. I was like, oh, she said it was a policeman.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's loud and clear whenever they speak through the Phasma box.
Yeah, very, very much so. I think we've probably got time for maybe one more of these, and you sent me several. Is there a specific one here that we should go to that is just like, wow, you got to hear this?
Yeah, let me look. Actually, let me see. I guess the Green Lawn Cemetery ones, those are quick and fast and extremely understandable. So, yeah, if you want to do one of those.
Okay, let's see. This one, it's talking about Julie. So, here we go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It said Julie. Oh my God, we're at Green Lawn Cemetery and we are at the Hayden Mausoleum. So we're trying to capture. Yeah.
it's pretty creepy when you have something that says your name on the other side.
I just turned it on too. Yeah. So I hadn't even started asking questions or anything. As soon as I turned it on, it said Julie.
How did that make you feel?
Oh my gosh.
How did that make you feel when you got that, you know, from whatever that was?
Oh, I was very shocked.
Yeah.
And it just how fast and quick that they, you know,
sure.
said that. And I just turned it on.
Sure.
I knew my name, so that was weird.
It's a very weird feeling when something on the other side clearly says your name. I haven't had it happen to me in person, but one of the guests that I've had on the show who does a lot of work with spirit boxes and had some involvement with the original creations of them, he sent me an audio clip because he does these things every day. His name is Bruce Halliday. And he was asked because I was interested in getting one, and I actually ended up getting one through him. And I said, you know, he was asking the spirit box, should they send me or should he send me a spirit box? And he does a session and he asks this. And at first they say no, which I eventually still got one anyhow. But he said, he's like, I just want to prove this and quantify this. You know, who should not have one? And it comes out and it says Tony Bruschi. In like two different,
I said your last name.
Yes,
too.
In two different voices, almost, and you know, it, and it's the radio. Wow. That's, you know, scanning the things. But I mean, I worked in radio for 20 some years. I know what is a small clip of a radio station versus what is something different.
Oh, absolutely.
And yeah, it was like, that's creepy. That was, it was very weird. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's do one more. This is Green Lawn Cemetery again. I don't know what the context is on this one. So let's just take a listen.
Oh, wait.
Can you reach it?
Is there any kids here? You can talk through them.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Isn't that crazy? Listen
I
again.
I totally
now.
Understood that. How many children?
Ten.
Huh?
Ten.
Four. Are you? Does this? Do you just let this program run and it just kind of spits this stuff out?
Yes. As you ask questions, they'll just answer, and it's like you can hear it plain as day.
That's
it's crazy.
That's interesting. With technology like this that we have right now, how much better do you think it's going to be 10, 20 years from now, as far as communicating? Are we ever going to get to a level where it's almost like a phone conversation?
I feel like, yeah, it's getting there now. Especially with that Phasma box.
Yeah.
You can choose different languages and stuff for the Phasma box. So if you're in a different country and, you know, someone speaks French, you can change it to French.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, it's just amazing. I love the, because they can come out and say whole sentences and it's, you understand it, and it's, yeah, I believe it's going to get better and better.
And then somehow some communications company will find a way to monetize it.
Exactly.
It's like, if you'd like even more minutes to talk to the dead, they'll be calling cards again. It'll come back, calling cards to the other side to use it. So
yes, definitely.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Julie Speer about feeling the dead. A big thank you to her for joining us on the program and sharing her experiences with us. And thank you for supporting the program and keeping us on the air. We would not exist without you. Until next time, for all of us at The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.